Well, hello everybody. This has been probably the craziest week of my whole life. We've had a ton of things that we've been trying to do. Like, really, this during the week, it was normal. Like, honestly, I think the week was pretty normal. Let's see, Monday, normal P-Day. It was the last P-Day of my comp. But we had some stuff we had to do to get ready for the Christmas concerts that we did. So we were doing that. But then Tuesday, we kind of got some last minute stuff ready for the Christmas concert thing, or the Christmas party that we did. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we had our Christmas concerts. So Wednesday, we were here in Quilmes. Then Thursday, we were in La Plata, and then Thursday afternoon, me and Elder Hennis, we drove down to the coast together, and then Friday, we had the coast, and then Friday night, we drove home. The little meetings that we did, they were pretty fun. We were able to just kind of excite the elders and get them excited to be on the mission, help them enjoy the Christmas season. We did our little, pentatonic song thing, which was pretty funny. It was really cool. I'm writing this email while I'm writing you guys on the chat thing. I'm making this recording while I'm writing you guys on the chat thing. So if I'm kind of slow, it's because I'm writing you guys back. But let's see, so, I don't even know where to start. There's so many things that happened this week. Like, I honestly don't even remember it. There was just so much stuff. Wednesday, we went to La Plata. That was cool. I was able to see some members in Tolosa that I had talked to. I hadn't talked to in a while. Let's see, I'm trying to think if there was something really cool that we did. This week was kind of tough with our investigators because we were just kind of outside of our area the whole week. So that was kind of tough. But it was good at the same time. So let's see. So Saturday was probably the coolest, most spiritual experience of my whole life. The family. So there's a family that I taught in Tolosa, the Familia Sanchez, and I got a call like last week from them. They were like, "Hey, we're getting sealed on the 16th of December," and I was like, oh, for real? Because they let us go to the temple only if our investigators get sealed or get their endowments, and we can go with them. And that's the only time we ever were able to go to the temple. So it was just a super blessing. I was able to accompany them to the temple, and it was really cool. So Elder Payne, another elder that just went home, he had a family that was getting sealed as well. So we went with him a little bit early, and we got there. We were waiting in the temple. We were able to go do. Because of the fact that we had two sealings, we were able to do like two endowment sessions, like back to back. So we were in the temple for like 8 hours, just waiting for the families to get there, and then for the sealing. And then, waiting for the second ceiling. But it was just a really cool spiritual experience. It had been a while since I went to the temple. I just forgot about the amazing feeling of peace that you feel there. It really helped me just kind of, recharge. it was a really great experience. I remember when I was teaching them, their daughter started because their daughter was getting ready to go on a mission. The daughter was just kind of telling the mom that, like, if they got baptized, they would be able to become an eternal family. And it was just so cool because when we were in the sailing room and they were sealed, it was just like all I could think about was the lesson we were talking about, like eternal families. And I just remember just thinking, like, just that feeling of just like, wow, like this is what we're here to do. And I wish every missionary could have that experience. It was just so cool. So cool. Right now I'm like so tired. I'm like probably dying. The past two nights I haven't gone to bed earlier than 1 in the morning because all heck is broken loose here in Argentina. Because Sunday night we get a call from an elder and he's like, hey, so there's a National Pardo, which the last time we had a National Pardo, president had us stay in the pension the whole day. So we're like, well, I don't know how that's going to work. So we get online, we start doing some digging. We find out that, yeah, that there was a National Pardo and that we needed to try to figure out how to get all of these missionaries back home. And so we were just kind of freaking out trying to figure out how we're going to do it with all of the colectivos, all of the buses were not running, the train wasn't running, and we had to do transfers for the whole mission. So we had to get all of the missionaries that were leaving, we had to get them here to the offices, and we had to get all of the missionaries that were going to different areas into their different areas. And so it was just a nightmare. Just everybody was running from place to place. We were getting combis, like big buses to take missionaries home, calling everywhere to try to get people to help us out. And it was just absolutely a nightmare. But we were able to take care of it. We just kind of took it one step at a time. And Elder Ferreira, my new comp, helped me out because he's a stud. We were able to fix all the problems that we had. Let's see. So, let's see. I'm trying to think of a good story. Let's see. Monday. Oh, yeah. So not only was there National Pardo, and not only did we have to do transfers and get the missionaries out of here, we also got a call at like 12 in the afternoon. The president got a call that the missionaries, the new missionaries in the MTC, were getting out of the MTC today, or Monday, and that we needed to go up and pick them up. So me and my comp, like, find a combi, find a bus that'll go up to the MTC. We hop in the truck and we drive up to the MTC with the senior, Elder Bjarnson, with the other elder that's in the mission. We went up with him because President was doing the interviews for all the missionaries that were going home. So we run up there. They're like, hey, we wanted you guys to be here at 8 in the morning. And it was like 4 or 2 by the time we got up there and got them. Picked up, and so it was just kind of crazy. So then we got them back to the church, we got them lunch, and we got them on another bus that took them back to all of their areas. It was fun, it was just kind of crazy. It was just kind of nuts. So I'm excited kind of for the zone conferences, because we'll be able to, help them out a lot. Let's see. Sorry, I'm thinking of which pictures I want to send you guys. Let's see. What is this? So yeah, so it was just a crazy day. Let's see, so then today, or yesterday, was crazy as well, because what happened was we So last night when I told you guys I was going to get on, the reason I wasn't able to get on is I told you we were going to try to go work in our area, because it just finally got so late. We thought we were good, you know. We sent off the others up to the airport. Well, apparently all of their flights got canceled. They couldn't get on the flight. So we had to go run last minute and drive up to the airport and pick up the four others and bring them back to President's house. This was all at like 10 at night. So at like 11, we went to McDonald's and got some food and got them back to President's house. And but it was good. It all turned out good. I was able to sleep pretty good last night because I was in my bed. Yeah, because Monday night I had to sleep on the floor because we had like 20 others sleeping in our pension because there just wasn't anywhere to put them and their planes all got canceled. So I just slept on the floor with some blankets and it worked out well. So I'm feeling great. But no, it was cool. It was a good start to my last transfer. That's for sure. I'll never forget all of the crazy things that happened. Sorry, I'm kind of tired, but I think I'm gonna have to tell you some more in-depth stories when we're face to face in 5.5 weeks. Cause yeah, I'm just kind of spacing a blank right now. We're going out to our area today. We're gonna go run back to the pension. We're gonna plan like well because now more or less all of the others are on their way over. So now we kind of have some downtime that we're gonna be able to really take advantage of and get some people to church this Sunday so that before the end of December they can get baptized. Just pray that we can be guided by the Spirit to be able to find the people that we need to. That even though we're tired, we can receive the strength to do what we need to do. But yeah, guys, that's my life right now. It's really fun, but no, it's a lot more calm, a lot nicer. So you don't need to worry about it. But
Monday and Tuesday are crazy.
But yeah, I just kind of wanted to send this recording off so you guys could hear my voice, kind of explain myself, what happened. I'm going to send you some pictures of the temple and stuff. But yeah, know that this church is true. This work is true. There's nowhere else in the world that I'd rather be right now. Honestly, being a representative of Jesus Christ is the greatest blessing I've ever had. I've grown so much these past months, and I'm excited to keep growing. I still have a lot of time left here, and we're gonna keep working our hardest and try to end with some good success. But yeah, I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. I'll send you a better recording next week when things are a little bit chilled. But yeah, I love you tons. And I'll be talking to you more next week. Love you guys. Bye.